Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Lindsay, is your head still itching?
It's better. I did a good scratch.
I did look over at one point. She was knuckle deep in her scalp, yeah. Just going to town.
These toboggans, whatever you call it. Do you call them a toboggan?
Beanies, toboggans.
Beanies, okay, because a toboggan is technically a sled, yeah, right?
I'll call them a toboggan hat.
Toboggan hat.
Because I think that's what it's, toboggan in the South is short for toboggan hat. Because you wear one on a toboggan.
Right, okay, yeah. So anyway, they make my head itch. Yeah, obviously. I was like
going into town.
And there's been a day she couldn't scratch her head like that because it would rip it all out.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd have to
pat it out.
Hit it on the side.
Yeah. Or take a comb and
it's like a fork.
Yeah.
but we're laughing now, but Lindsay got promoted and demoted during the same show.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
About 45 minutes apart. Yeah. It's impressive.
I don't know if I've ever witnessed that before, much less been a part of someone being promoted and demoted so fast.
Yeah.
So quickly.
Mm. Glad I could beat the Guinness Book of World Records on that.
But we captured it, thank goodness, on audio and video. So that is today's, in case you missed it, replay, and we'll do it next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, yesterday, Lindsay didn't get fired, obviously, because she's still here. But she did get demoted, which is fine because she didn't get promoted until yesterday either. So she got promoted and demoted in the same show. And that is today's In Case You Missed It replay. Enjoy.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
Rob is working remotely today from his house. And he does that from time to time. And when he's doing that, he can see us and hear us, but we can't see or hear him. So we have to send signals to him. Like when we finish with a segment and he has to edit it or do something with it, we just are supposed to wave in the camera. Like, all right. So it gets his attention to say we're finished with that segment. And so today we gave Lindsay that responsibility in her job description is that she's going to be the official waiver of Rob to let him know that we're finished with the segment. And she's already been falling down on the job so much. She forgets. She can't remember when to wave. She's waving in the middle of segments. And
I've done it right one time. And how many segments have we cut?
A ton.
Yeah.
It reminds me, Riggins, of when she was our HR director. You remember that when she worked with us before?
It was a bad call.
Yeah.
Who put me in charge of HR? I'm like the worst person to be in HR. But I tried my hardest.
Did you?
You just made me wheeze laugh. Yeah, no, I did. I didn't. No.
She was not good.
No.
She didn't even know where the forms were. Did you ever get the forms?
What forms?
HR directors have to have forms to fill out.
Listen,
and stuff.
If somebody came to me with a problem, could you imagine?
Yeah, we used to send people to say, like, go talk to the HR director.
I'd just laugh and be like, suck it up.
Because, I mean, how many employees did we have? Five?
I mean, yeah.
Counting her?
Small group.
Yeah, nobody really complained about anything except me.
That's what we tell her to go complain to the HR director.
Yeah, and I'm like, wait, that's me.
Report yourself.
You remember she used to say something and she'd go, and I'm the HR director.
Yeah.
And exactly. Talking like that.
Yeah.
Big joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Lucky we didn't get sued during that time.
You're not kidding.
I know.
She would threaten. She'd be like, this is going in the file.
Like I'm writing. I haven't written down one damn thing since I've been here.
No.
Yeah.
So this may be one of those things, Riggins. We may have to take that responsibility away from her. She can't wave at the proper time.
Yeah.
To alert Rob.
I'm terrible. You can't hire me for nothing. You know, yeah. Not one thing.
We just call you the snack coordinator. You got that down.
Yeah, you're killing it at that.
I'm so good at that.
All right. Okay. So right after this little thing plays, then you need to wave at the camera to let Rob know. Okay,
got it.
Ready?
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Don't forget, Saturday we'll be in Old Fort, North Carolina for Breaking and Entering Christmas. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have our Amanda Riggin, our friend from Hungry Heroes, there providing all the food. We've got some great sponsors, Blackfin, Ameripub and Ballantine, Lowe's Home Improvement, FS Drinks. We've got Jewelers on Main. Snowflake Village helping us out with the tree. I mean, so many great sponsors, and we're just proud to be a part of this thing.
Now, Lindsay will not be there. So, she and Alexis can't be in the same place at the same time without fighting.
Right. Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're very big territorial.
Brawls. Yeah. Yeah, this is my show.
Well, we will miss you, but...
Thank you.
You'll be there in spirit.
Yeah. I hate that I can't come, but since you'll be there.
But, it's okay. I mean, it was a walkaway point for Alexis. She said, I'm not heading up anything
right.
if she's going to be there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Now you about to start. You about to start something. She about to text me, girl. No, we friends.
Yeah, and Lindsay has a history of working well with large groups of women.
I love women.
You do. You're a girl's girl.
Yes. Well said.
Yeah. At the same time, you also like having man friends that you can go talk crap about them
right.
when they're acting too much like women.
Well, right. And I'm like, this, you know.
You've had more good relationships with women than bad ones, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, I've had some shady bees in my day.
Yeah.
But not many.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's got hordes of women friends.
Uh-huh.
She's doing stuff with a different group every night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed because we'll get some new likes on a reel or something I post on Instagram, and it's always like some hot chick that I've never seen before. I'm like, oh, Lindsay's the only person that follows this girl. That makes sense. It's one of her friends.
I love a hot chick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, good but for not you. Like that. You know, we're just friends.
And Lindsay, I learned something interesting about Lindsay recently. She went to school with a girl that's now in professional wrestling.
Yeah, in the same sorority.
They were in the same sorority. Mm-hmm. And she's hot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I never would have pegged her to have done this.
I guess that was going to be my question. Were there like signs that she's, you know, was she rough with the other girls in the sorority?
Never super outgoing. Just, you know, kind of quiet. She's beautiful. Always has been. But not the entertainment type. And now she's in it.
She never like threw a leg drop on you while you're sleeping or
no.
Is she a famous wrestler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was on that show with the WWE.
Yeah. Gorgeous girl. Ladies of Wrestling.
What was the reality show?
Yeah.
With the twin, the Brie and Bella twins.
Yeah, the Bella twins. Mm. It was a competition to find the next great wrestling superstar, wasn't it?
Something like that. It was a reality. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she was on that.
So what's her name?
Summer Rae.
Summer
but Rae. That's not her real name.
Yeah.
Her real
name. But the public knows her as Summer Rae.
Yeah.
Summer Rae.
Summer Rae.
And funny story, when I did the Misfits trip 10 years ago with you guys, I was in Texas or somewhere, and I looked over, and this big 18-wheeler had her face on the side.
Yeah,
and I took a picture with it and tagged her. I'm like, hey, girl. Yeah. That's it was her crazy. In her outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the form of entertainment she went into. And Lindsay was in a limousine with no money and a bunch of crazy listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hoboing her way across the country trying to beg into an event in Vegas.
And that's,
y'all's careers took a completely different path.
She didn't respond to me either. She was probably like, this girl.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Well, Taco Bell is always trying to do something hot and trendy and all that, whether it's bringing back nostalgic menu items or coming up with some sort of a new, I don't know, dish that like Taco Bell fries or something like that makes no sense. Only reason that Mexican cuisine places should have fries is for the children's menu, for the little American children.
No room for them anywhere else?
No.
You do see kids ordering a hamburger and fries at a Mexican restaurant. You're like, oh, man, you're missing out.
Yeah.
Right. I think that too. But this one right across the street over here has fantastic cheeseburgers.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah. Huh. So I used one time to sop up my red sauce from a burrito.
Oh, good idea.
It's just the vehicle for the red sauce.
Yeah. Well, Taco Bell is now opening a new beverage-focused place called Live Mas Cafe. So it's all kinds of cold drinks and coffee cafe-style drinks. And you know who will make those for you?
Who?
Your Bellrista.
Wow.
Ding, ding, ding.
Stupid. It's
a Bellrista. Or a sandwich artist, which is...
sandwich artist is pretty bad.
Which is more dramatic. They've been trying to do this drinks thing. They did Taco Bell Cantina. Remember, they were going to open a bar that's also a Taco Bell.
So did they do that?
I think they did in one location, but they're trying to make the drinks thing happen.
Well, this one is in San Diego, and I think it's nothing but drinks. I don't know if you can get, you know, a cheesy gordita crunch in there.
Because I would love a margarita and a cheesy gordita.
Well, yeah.
Together.
Well, I mean, I usually do that. Because I always have a margarita in the truck on the way home.
True, yeah.
Just going to pop by.
Keep it handy.
Yeah.
But do I want to go get a cup of coffee at the Taco Bell? Not really.
No, thank you.
I'm all right.
Now, I mean, if it's part of the breakfast menu offerings and stuff like that, because I like Taco Bell breakfast. Mm-hmm. They got good breakfast.
But do they have the food, though?
No, I don't think this one has food. It's just, that's what I'm saying. If it were part of a breakfast thing. But then again, I don't care about all those different types of coffee drinks either. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a regular coffee person. So I guess I live less.
You do.
You live less, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't need a Bellrista.
Mm-hmm. Cafe live less.
And I don't think I've ever, unless it were in jest, used the term barista.
No.
Why not?
I just think that's a dumb sounding word.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't think I use it in everyday life.
Yeah. I just don't, you know, I don't run in circles with people who would ever use the term barista.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, when you go to Starbucks, Riggins, and you walk in there looking for a whatever it is with a little room, what do you call it?
Pike Place with a little bit of room in it. Mm-hmm. That's what I like.
Do you refer to the people who work there as baristas?
I think I would. I don't remember doing it, but I think I would call him a barista.
I think I would. I just don't ever call him anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But what else would you call, like, I guess.
People that work at Starbucks. You don't call people who are taking your order and getting it together at McDonald's a certain name, like fast fooder person.
Right.
Say, servant, make nuggets immediately.
Post haste.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, before we get to the trending stuff, we're going to get into Lindsay's home life today because her husband is upset. Something that has transpired since she started working for us again has made him, it's caused a disruption in his day-to-day life, so.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And it's funny to us, so it'll be funny to you, hopefully.
Hilarious.
Joe Burrow's trending this morning. His home was broken into during Monday Night Football, and he obviously lives in Cincinnati, plays. He's the quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals, and it turns out the person that called 911 is a sexy Playboy model, I believe.
Oh.
I believe. And if she's not, I need to make an apology.
Is he cute?
But women is she like him. His neighbor or something?
It doesn't say.
Because he's got a longtime girlfriend, maybe even be his fiance.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, well.
And there wouldn't be any Playboy model person at his house unless it's a friend of hers or something.
Okay.
Or did we just expose something? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Well, they call it a swimsuit edition model. So not not a fully nude model.
Maybe that is his fiance. Is she cute?
Yeah, but I think they've been together since high school, I think.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's all on the up and up.
Ohio girl.
Yeah.
You know, cute Ohio girl.
Yeah, women think he's very attractive.
Okay. Young guy? I think I know who.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Blonde?
Yeah. Yeah. Greatest quarterback in the history of LSU.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I like him.
So, but yeah, it's kind of a weird thing when these athletes, everybody knows that you're not going to be at your house during Monday Night Football. It's like the perfect opportunity to strike.
Well, that's the thing.
Didn't they do that to Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes?
I think it's happened before.
Mm-hmm.
With
mm-hmm.
other athletes.
Yeah.
So,
but you don't picture any playmates running around Cincinnati, do you?
Not you that I can think of.
You don't.
I mean, not that there aren't pretty women there, but it's just that you don't think of, you think LA.
Yeah.
Somewhere Miami, by a beach. Yeah.
For sure. Today's National App Day. So that is trending today. National App Day, not appetizer, application. The things that you download on your phone. I don't have too many apps. I use the social media ones and stuff like that. And that's about as deep as I get. I don't have a lot of crazy apps on my phone.
I got Solitaire and Blackjack.
Do you?
Yeah.
You're still rocking with Blackjack and Solitaire on your phone.
But I'm just thrilled that Lindsay taught us an adjective to appetizer. You said appetizer yesterday. If something seems like an appetizer, it's appy.
It's appy.
Yeah, what was she
talking? I always say, who wants an appy when we're at dinner? And everyone's like, shut up.
She's eating something. She's like, this feels very appy.
Yeah, so, this feels very appy.
But what are you supposed to do on application day?
It encourages us to explore all the possibilities apps afford us.
I have so many I can give you guys, if I haven't already.
Well, Rob's got 11 just for pizza.
His is food. Mine is more like beauty, like let's fix our faces on this photo.
I need that.
Yeah.
Fix my face, please.
This is all of my food apps.
Oh my gosh, Rob.
Yeah, he's fully embracing the app lifestyle. He's very appy.
That gave me a heart attack just looking at it.
Here's one thing you don't want to have happen when you go to sleep. There is a crazy story out of South Africa. A guy was just trying to get some peaceful shut-eye. And his night did not turn out too well. I'll tell you the full story next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So I was thinking about this story I saw yesterday, last night when I went to bed. There's a guy in Stellenbosch, South Africa. And South Africa is a country in Africa.
Yep.
Just for those who didn't know. He was going to bed and he's like me. He's a side sleeper and he only uses one pillow, which I think is what you're supposed to do as a side sleeper. But he also keeps all his remotes in his bed, which I've been guilty of. If you look next to on my bed, I'll have my phone, my iPad, my Kindle, the remote for the fan. I mean, I've got like six devices next
all
to my head.
All in the bed.
In the bed.
Yeah.
It's bad. I know you're probably not supposed to do that.
No, that's cool. You never know when you're going to need your Kindle in the middle of the night.
That's the way I feel. But they're like, Bluetooth that could affect your brain. You don't want to sleep. And you're like,
or if
touch
your phone, it's going to give you cancer.
Exactly.
Like, you know.
But none of those electromagnetic rays were a match for what was actually in his bed.
Oh,
he's a side sleeper, goes to put his hand under his head, you know, because he's on his side, under his pillow, and he grabs his TV remote and he goes, oh, it made it under the pillow. Well, it was not a TV remote at all. It wasn't a TV remote at all. It was a Cape Cobra, one of the most venomous, dangerous snakes on the continent of Africa. They say it's next to, what's the Black Mamba.
Right.
And luckily, he grabbed the snake and it did not bite him because it was pressed under the weight of his head on the pillow. So it wasn't able to kind of... You know, flick around and bite him. He was squeezing it with his head.
Thinking it was a remote control.
Thinking it was a remote control. But I think one touch with my fingertips on a snake, I'm going to know. I'm going to know something's not right. I'm, retracting my hand.
Okay. Would you rather a psycho with a knife be in your bed or that cobra?
The cobra.
Or in like a psycho with a knife under your bed that's just hiding. Not necessarily, you don't know that he wants to kill you. He's just hiding.
I think my chances are better with the cobra, but.
I think my chances are better with a person with a knife.
Really? Yeah,
you can't reason with a cobra.
No. No.
I will say I'd rather have a snake than a frog. What? I hate
Riggins is scared of frogs.
Now that's ludicrous.
Not a venomous snake, okay. But if it were just a regular snake, 100% I would much rather have a snake than a frog. I'm going to throw up. Just think about touching a frog.
But they won't hurt you ever, and you know that.
Like, yeah, but like a non-venomous snake, would it? I guess it'd still bite you, but yeah. I feel like I would have a better experience with that.
Yeah, but are you talking about any type of frog or a bullfrog or the small frog like we were trying to get out of the hallway that day and you were trying to video it without freaking out?
The bigger the worse, I think. I mean, it's a bullfrog. The grossest names even. Bullfrog. They're so gross.
God, so if you wanted to face your fears, you could go out in the swamp in Louisiana at night and go frog gigging or frog hunting.
Yeah.
So where you shine the light up on the bank and you see their eyes, and then you get up there and you just reach and grab it with your hands and throw it in a bag.
Ugh. And the fact that that people there eat frog legs, I know you say they're good. That just, to me, that is just it's inhuman. Not because I feel bad for the frogs. I feel bad for the people eating the frogs.
Yeah.
I don't eat nothing that I think is gross. Exactly. When it's alive, if it's gross, I don't want to eat it when it's dead.
That's right. Yeah. So I'm praying for this guy.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, we got to move quickly because there are a lot of details in this little story. Notice I did not say there are a lot of things to unpack because I hate that phrase. So Lindsay has been back working with us for 3 months or so. She worked with us for 4 years when she was young. That was 8 years ago. And since that time, she got married, had children. Mm-hmm. And the whole time she's been married, her husband doesn't know her as a working woman. She's been a stay-at-home mom pretty much the whole time. Well, she comes back to work, where she's got a commute and she's, you know, got the whole thing. Well, when it was thrown out there, when Adam, our manager, threw it out there to Lindsay, which he's the one that you know, spearheaded the whole thing with hurrying to get Lindsay back on. He said, okay, she could only do 3 days a week. So let's do some stuff from her house. Since we have the technology to record some things with her, video conference, whatever, and then we can play those segments on the days that she's not around, this, that, and the other. So I didn't know anything about what was going on. He handled it. So he ordered the equipment to go in her house. Had to be right then because that's when we were going to be doing it. And that was 3 months ago. We have yet to do anything with that equipment in her house, right? You haven't recorded one thing. You don't even know how to use it, do you?
Nothing. We've done nothing.
Rob went over and hooked it up. Mm-hmm. So she has a home studio. Mm-hmm. And I've known this the whole time. Mm-hmm. And I keep saying, yeah, we got to figure out what we're going to do, you know, with that and so forth. But I only found out yesterday that it took up her husband's office.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
It's all set up on his desk with a big microphone and a mm-hmm. control thing, and it's just taking over his space.
When he does Zoom calls with his clients, there's like a microphone in his face. The microphone that Adam purchased goes from the, it's not like a desk microphone. It goes from the floor up around the head to, I mean, it's high to, I don't want to know how much it costs.
I really don't either.
I'm worried sick about it.
Rob knows, and I told him not to tell me.
No, I don't know. Adam ordered everything without even talking to me.
And when Rob walks into the office to hook it up, he's like, whoa, what kind of mic is that? I'm like, yeah, this is what he ordered. I mean, it's not just like a little mic, you know, so it's big. So at first it was funny. I would walk into Kyle's office asking him a question and he'd be like, I'm sorry, what'd you say? And like talking to the mic like a joke. But now he's like flicking it off and like it's in his face. And
he works in the financial industry. He's an executive mover and shaker, and he works on location. He works at his house. He's traveling. So when he's at his house, at his home office, Lindsay has just taken it over with broadcast equipment that's not being used. It's just in the way.
I want it to be so in his way, because let me give you a little story about this.
Wait, hang on just a second. No, we got to take a break. Okay. So we'll get Lindsay's story of how she's trying to torment her husband, who does nothing but sacrifice for her and provide her a queen life.
Yes.
So we'll get that next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Okay, to catch you up where we are in the story, Lindsay has a broadcast studio set up at her home because our manager, Adam, ordered all the stuff and had it set up because we were going to be using that a lot with Lindsay. We've yet to use it, but it's taken up her husband's office, her important, you know, breadwinning husband's office at home. So what were you saying the story is now?
So I'd like to torment him as much as possible, because this is the backstory. When we were discussing where this equipment was going to go, I said, let's make me a little studio in our basement. Now, if you can picture, we have a live-in basement, huge kitchen, bedroom, you know, huge living room, plenty of space. He has a pool table that he just got recently. He thought that was a great idea. He's never used it one day in his life. Yeah, right?
Right. That was the same way.
Yeah, you had one. I remember. He's like, I'm going to use this all day. This is going to be my man cave. Blah, blah, blah. Never goes down there. So I said, well, let me put my little studio in. No, that's my man cave. Like, I have my pool table. Just put it in my office. I'm like, that's a problem when you're working at home and I'm going to need to use this. He's like, no, we'll work it out. I'll just go into the office. We'll work it out. The fact of the matter is I haven't used it, so he can pin that back on me like, well, you've never used it. But I'm still trying to get down into the basement, clear out some of his crap, and put in my... So I want it to be in his way.
Now, here's the thing. I see where he's coming from, because everything else in that house is controlled by you. Everything, every piece of furniture, every morsel that gets brought into the kitchen, everything. As the manager of the home, it's all yours. He just wants to carve out one little place in the house that he can call his, whether he's down there or whether he's not. It's just, if he needs it, it's his space.
But you're telling me he gets the whole basement and his office. Where's my she shed, as they used to call it? Where's my place?
Well, that never was a thing.
It wasn't.
Until, selfish women got together and said, we're not in control of every inch of the house, so we need a she shed. We're not being appreciated enough. So,
well,
women, it's okay for the woman, the wife, and the mother to say, I need an escape from all of y'all. But a dad can't say that.
Well, he's got plenty of space.
Yeah, out there on the golf course.
He's fine.
He gets to escape to the golf course all the time.
Just walk outside to the golf course. You're fine. Like, I don't just see where I'm coming from a little bit. Yeah. I know Riggins.
Well, when Jody decided that, she was going to start using my upstairs office in our old house that was all handsome and, you know, thick, heavy desk and the wooden cabinets that went to the from floor to ceiling. She got that as her office with my big, handsome leather chair.
Yeah.
And I got a little dining table down in the basement for my office. So he knows that's what's going to happen. If you move anything of yours into that basement, you're going to claim the whole thing.
Yeah. He has started to go to work more, go into his office. Yeah. I think that's why.
I think in 6 months, there's going to be a new podcast on the internet called Bro Code with Kyle.
No chicks in my basement, babe.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.